The Broadmoor neighborhood is one of the brighter post-Katrina rebuilding stories in New Orleans. There, in the heart of the city, residents have come together not only to reconstruct buildings, but also to reconstruct community. Emily Wolf, Director of Community Programming for the Broadmoor Neighborhood and Wilson Charter School, says that a key part of her role is connecting the community to the school. Another is helping children continue life lessons beyond the classroom.
I think that in the charter school movement, we've lost sight a little bit of the connect, actually a lot of bit of the connection to community. And I think that there's a lot of value in that, that we're missing by, you know, having schools kind of operate so separate from the community.
The bridge between school and community in this central New Orleans neighborhood will get a major boost next summer with the opening of the new Broadmoor Arts and Wellness Center.
It's one anchor of the Broadmoor Education Corridor, which was a concept that was developed by the Broadmoor community, the residents, post-Katrina, in terms of re-envisioning what the community wanted for itself in terms of its rebuilding process. So the corridor consists of Wilson Charter School, which reopened in its original location in 2010. And just up the street from there is the Rosa F. Keller Library and Community Center.
The Arts and Wellness Center will occupy the second floor of the old St. Matthias School. And here is where the art comes in. The 11,500-square-foot space will contain a movement studio for arts practitioners, dance and art classes, theater groups. The Wellness Center will offer counseling, yoga classes, and other health-oriented activities.
Not only will this be connected to the other anchors in the community, but I think having a physical devoted space for the arts is really essential. And I don't think that that's enough. I don't think it's a build it and they will come type of thing. I think that a space has to be in real conversation with the community.
Part of that conversation, Wolf says, is about making learning fun. It's something she has studied before as a necessary component of progressive urban education.
I wrote about the importance of play in early childhood education and how that gets lost and has gotten lost over the past few decades in terms of the pressure to perform and show results in terms of testing and sort of the disadvantages of focusing primarily on the cognitive aspects of early childhood development and how play can be used to really develop a child holistically.
But Broadmoor's new Arts and Wellness Center is not just about art and ballet classes. It takes a village to raise a child, and the new center makes a great venue for multi-generational programming. It will be a place where people of all ages and backgrounds can connect as a community.
The Broadmoor community has been trumpeted as one of the foremost examples of a grassroots effort for community to come together and rebuild itself. And what made that even more compelling was that demographically, Broadmoor really represents the composition or the makeup of the city of New Orleans as a whole, racially, socioeconomically, in terms of age. But we also, you know, have seen a lot of newcomers come and put their roots down in Broadmoor because they're attracted to the success of the neighborhood. So we value that diversity in terms of who attends and participates in our programs.
Rebuilding a community isn't easy or quick, but the residents of this New Orleans neighborhood are going about it thoughtfully.
Within Broadmoor, we still suffer from a lot of the similar issues that the city faces around blight and crime. And this education corridor and this Arts and Wellness Center is a proactive approach and a longer-term approach to creating strong and resilient communities. And we think that that's going to pay off over time.
For more on the Broadmoor Education Corridor and the new Broadmoor Arts and Wellness Center, go to WWNO.org or to NOLAVIE, NOLAVIE.com. For WWNO, I'm Renee Peck.